This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the mass school shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. The outrage at the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, has also not gone away among Bloomington Normal students. They are still working for change. Yusra Dea is a sophomore and Aditi Sharma, a freshman at Normal Community High School. They are among the organizers of tomorrow afternoon's rally around Uptown Circle, hoping for stronger gun laws. First, let's hear from Aditi Sharma.
We really just want to bring awareness to people, and we're also pushing for a town hall to bring people together and bring healthy discussion to the table from both sides of the issue.
A town hall consisting of whom?
Legislators within our town and our state representatives. We are planning on inviting them there.
Protest is a manufactured crisis to draw attention to a crisis in government, in society. The crisis that you're drawing attention to is gun violence and mass shootings. And yet, there have been lots of protests and not much movement so far. Is there another tactic that can be used or should be used in addition to protest?
I'd like to first of all say that I do feel like our protests are a movement. We are peacefully stating what we want, and we are expecting everyone to listen, and we are getting people to listen.
Change comes really slowly. It's not going to be there's been this many protests, let's do something. We have to do more than that. We have to get people out there and voting.
And we are realistic enough to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. This is something that could take years to change, but we want the people in power and the officials to realize that we are going to bring change and we are serious about this.
At the rally, we're planning to have a table to get people registered to vote, because that's really how you make a change. Mm-hmm. You have to get people elected into office who are going to make change.
We also have a workshop set up this Wednesday at the Normal Public Library to get youth to come and to register to vote and call their legislators.
Aditi, what brought you to this state of activism? What brought you to the notion that you are willing to dedicate years of your life to seeing this issue through?
It started when I was in eighth grade, and I just noticed a lot of injustice happening towards people, and I'd see a lot of negative things on social media, and I was like, that just isn't right, and we have to do something about it, because just sitting and being silent, nothing's going to get done. And over time, I've come to realize that things are going to happen really slowly, but as long as you make your voice heard, you can bring change and it can happen. I've had friends where in instances they didn't really understand something I was trying to say, but slowly getting there, you get them to understand.
Yusra, what activated you? What was the moment that you said, I'm going to spend some years on this?
I think realizing that I would want people to fight for my rights and they would expect the same pushed me to do that, because I feel like it's not something that I can just expect people to come and fight for me without doing something in return for them. And I also feel like when you look at the world, it's not the best world out there. You need to make some change, and there are things that do need to be changed. And if I don't do it, then who will?
When did you get involved in this? Was it Parkland? Was it an earlier school shooting?
I think Parkland, of course, there are other school shootings, and for that time being, you do get dedicated to that. But I think Parkland, the students have done an amazing job of creating a momentum and creating a movement, and we have just wanted to keep that going. And we realized how necessary it is at that point and how important it is for us as youth to fight for our lives in school.
Aditi?
This issue has been prevalent throughout history, Columbine in 1999, I think. But now it's been way more, it's been more prevalent, I guess. And that's motivating us to go even further and entice change.
Why pick the anniversary of Columbine instead of some other school shooting as your moment to rally?
I think we are the generation of Columbine. The students that have been feeding this movement have all been born after the 1999s. We've seen over 200 shootings in my lifetime, and I think we have become that generation. So I think it's only fitting for us to use that anniversary to put more fire into the movement. We'd also like to focus a lot of attention on getting the youth, because I feel like that is the most important part of this movement.
There's a lot of people out there who aren't really educated on the issue, so we really want to like spread awareness to them and like make it known that this is happening and it needs to change. And I think a lot of people are like influenced by what their peers say, and that might not always be the best route to go. So like, everyone needs to hear both sides of the view and then pick their opinion. And if you're just influenced from one side, you're not getting any exposures to the other opinions that are out there.
How many youth in Bloomington Normal do you think remain to be activated on this question?
We got at NCHS over 800 students for the walkout, and I feel like those students, maybe not as public about it, are still activated about it. And I feel like when you bring their attention to the injustice, they do become activated.
I don't know. I used to be pretty shy and quiet, and I wouldn't speak out about anything. I was just like, oh, I'll let other people do the work for me, but it's not really about that. Like, every voice matters.
Aditi Sharma and Yusra Dea are students at Normal Community High School and among the organizers of a gun law rally for change tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon at Uptown Circle. They are also holding a workshop at the Normal Public Library next Tuesday from 5 to 7 in the community room to teach people how to contact lawmakers in a productive way, and will be registering people to vote. They're also hoping for a town hall meeting and a dialogue with lawmakers May 6th in the auditorium at Normal Community High School.